The minister informed the committee that through the IPEP, government's initiatives and flagship programs would be implemented. She said under the IPEP, six main programs will be undertaken, namely water for all, sanitation, referral system improvement in health institutions, primary health care services improvement in communities, educational infrastructure in communities, and constituency-specific projects. The speaker, the minister indicated that under the water for all program, about 1,000 mechanized boreholes would be constructed across the country to improve access to water. After a careful examination of the 2018 program budget estimates for the Ministry of Special Development Initiatives, the committee recommends to the House to approve the sum of 1,239,409,969 Ghana cedis to enable the ministry implement its program of activity for the 2018 fiscal year.
MP for Bulga Central, Isaac Adungu, said the allocation of funds to the Ministry of Special Development Initiative will lead to wastage and deprive assemblies funds to do their work. He said administrative costs alone would take about 35.6 million cedis to the neglect of providing infrastructure.
I would like to register my disappointment for the way the 1 million per constituency is now becoming 1 million for the office of the president and not 1 million per constituency. And it is quite clear from the budget estimates that were presented that we are moving away from empowering the district assemblies that have the capacity to bring development to the grassroots and to the community. Only a few days ago, I heard the vice president say this will lead to bottom-up approach. Quite clearly, this is up-bottom approach. You are centralizing the funds in Accra, and my constituency will now be waiting for you to bring them projects that they have not taken a decision on. Right, Honorable Speaker, when you look at the cost of managing this project, we are budgeting to spend 71 million Ghana cedis of the money that should be going to alleviate poverty in our communities on just operational cost alone. When I did the calculation, per constituency, that would cost about 328,000 Ghana cedis.
The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, was reluctant to endorse the approval, said the budget for the ministry is wasteful. He said that the unit is expected to provide supervisory role, and so dedicating such amount equals to duplication of duties.
The president must take a decision. If he wants a ministry for special development initiative, probably he does not need a ministry for water and sanitation. Because, Mr. Speaker, all the sanitation related activities, construction of toilets, boreholes, are under special development initiative. Yet, there is a ministry responsible for water and sanitation, established by an instrument which defines its mandate. And, Mr. Speaker, I refer to page 5. Since when are ambulances now purchased for constituencies by a minister for special development initiative and not a minister for health? Only in Nana Addo Dankwa's MPP government that this will happen. There is a ministry for trade and industry responsible for small, medium term and the creation of industries. You go and create another bureaucracy and say one district, one factory, and make this allocation. So you now have a record. We are monitoring it. Mr. Speaker, the budget for the Ministry for Special Development Initiative is at best profligate, at worst licentious. That would be the two words to describe this budget. Profligacy at its best, licentious at its worst, and as was indicated, today, we are justifying procurement of ambulances at 379,596,000 Ghana cedis, only in Nana Addo Dankwa, Ghana.
Majority Leader Osaichi Mensah Bonsu said it is a fact that the functions of most ministries overlap, but that can never be equated to duplication. He said going forward, the country must deliberate on the best way to get value for money.
The issue raised by my colleague, the minority leader, about overlap of funds, I guess is something that as a nation we should look at. But, Mr. Speaker, it has been with us since our government, since independence, has always been with us. Because no ministry is in any watertight compartment There's no such. So every now and then we have these over. The important thing for us is to ensure that there is no duplication. We must work together to improve our governance architecture. That's because that is most important to us. And I agree that some of the figures that I'm seeing, we must, as a parliament, have a second look at that. And especially with the application of funds, there's no such duplication. But no particular ministry can assign to itself a particular unique task that I don't share any part of my territory with any other ministry. So, Mr. Speaker, I agree with colleagues who say that we should further interrogate these figures that have been given to us.
You heard the majority leader in parliament, Osei Chimensah Bonsu.